A funny thing about writing is that you can't fill it out with sayings like, you know, and don't you know, and yeah, and I don't know, and but. You really just have to say what you intend to say, and sometimes you do sound like a jerk, and that's okay. None of us are 100% nice. Still, I keep visualizing all of my old friends listening to this show and saying, "Fuck you, man. Your podcast doesn't even sound good." So, part of why I got into black metal music was because it made me feel better about being a bad person, listening to the most evil of music. In the spirit of black metal, I recorded an album onto my Nickelodeon boombox while sitting on the toilet at 165 MLK. That album is called The Wandering Floret Part 6, recorded and released in 2008 by Super Famicom. The song we're about to listen to is called We Used To, about people I used to talk to all the time. Looking back, it sometimes feels like a waste, putting so much of your time into relationships that fade. New people used to excite me so much. Now they're all more or less different variations on the flavors you've lost your taste for. For this album, I used Matt Pius's acoustic guitar. My half-sized acoustic had gotten warped pretty bad, and I'd stopped using it. Of course, I had it tuned up to A instead of E standard for the intonation and all that. One time, my roommates had a fire in the backyard and they burned my half-sized guitar. I wasn't informed until after that they did it. So whoever burned it, the guitar probably had come to mean more to them than it did to me. And I think of all the people I knew who never listened to my albums, and I think of them calling that guitar a ukulele. And I think about them, and I don't forget. Recording this album was more or less when I started to feel awkward tracking my vocals. Singing into a machine that's sitting in your lap, the notes that come out of you more naturally when you're projecting your voice to whoever is in the back of the room. But instead, you're filling this little bathroom with all this echoing sound. This little bitty box just sitting right there. I know the title doesn't really ring off the tongue very well, not very poetic like that, but from The Wandering Floret Part 6, this is We Used To.
I cared enough for two.
Our next song today is called Less Is Not More from my album Balrogs. I used to express anger toward all the musicians who get to have records released for them and get to sell a ton of those records without once going to the post office or even relearning how to use a computer because phones are in and computers are for nerds. Like a chip on my shoulder, I would boast about how many songs I've written and recorded, how many I'd recorded before I was allowed to drive or play shows out of town. A friend of mine would remind me that less is not more. What about quality over quantity? So I took it hard. Even coming from a friend who had never listened to any of my albums, they assumed that, oh, I focus on quantity over quality. I don't think spending a ton of extra time on a piece of work will usually make it better. You can't very well go back and change the nature and intention of a thing, so sometimes it's best to move on, because you have more ideas than you have minutes. I could perhaps be a great guitar player, especially if I didn't think it was important to write songs, and learn how to play my own drum tracks, and make a podcast and work enough hours to save enough money to buy equipment. There's a lot more to a song than the chords and the words in it, in the sense of less being more. I could have probably hit the drums a few less times on this track. Oh well, it is the sound of reaching, notably trying to get better instead of complacently getting worse. Because less is not more.
Take one small piece of it.
third song today is actually called Sometimes You Stare Back So Strong. It was covered by Real Life Tigers from Austin, Texas, and a pop punk band called Arkansas from the Chicago suburbs. It's on a split CDR I did in 2007 with Kids or Goats, which is the solo project of Levon Emmons, originally from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. This might be my most popular Super Famicom song. It's not even on my Bandcamp page. I don't know if I love the idea of having a hit song, and having some of my most inspired tracks sit in the shadows of one that is more appealing. There's a violin on this song, after all. It was recorded in Nashville. Red Bear and I played an early house show at Kelly Hicks's bungalow. There were Bloody Marys had, which gave me a sweaty little headache. There's a certain level of vertigo that comes with a certain level of intoxication. You can't really hear yourself correctly, so singing feels more like yelling. It was still early when the show was over, so we went to Mount Juliet with Levon to pick up some grass, but we had plans to stay the night at Kelly's house. We got to feeling right, and we set up the four track. The violin might have been overdubbed. The rest was recorded live. The room sounded good, my vocals sounded good. Singing while playing guitar and not having headphones on really feels more natural, and I was developing a sort of natural raspiness that perhaps could have taken me to the top. Just kidding. It was Patrick who helped me to pick out the last chord in this song, that C minor chord in the G major scale, modifying my usual timbre. Another reason to feel somewhat removed from the song, as if it's not entirely mine. I do like when a pop song consists mostly of one long phrase, repeating the first four measures as needed. We've all heard the 1-4-5 GCD sequence of chords. There's no need to keep repeating it unless you have a long phrase to play or sing over top of it. To the song, Need I No Longer, an unknown light to guide me. This is Sometimes You Stare Back So Strong.
Back then I torn burned the leaves for proof of how my body, but it was in my choice. It's good to have a voice in something, like I was something to hear. Sometimes I feel so helpless, for the fire brought to your forest. But could you still love me if I was a lady or something, like I was someone you could love? Sometimes you stare back so strong. Sometimes you make me so long. It sprouts from my longing and somehow keeps me sobbing for something I doubt anyone else wants.
Literally every day I think about getting some kind of party drum, like a djembe or some bongos or an udu drum or a cajon, or maybe it's a cajon, I'm not sure. I don't know if I have the cojones to play it. But anything would be good to improve my sense of rhythm. The tambourine or whatever is on this track, it just kills me. It's called High as the Sun, from my seasonal split with Watercolor Paintings. The track after it is Hot as Hellfire. So my track list was track 1, It's Okay. Track 2, High as the Sun. And track 3, Hot as Hellfire. The very cool label Lost Sound Tapes did a series of 4 seasonal split cassettes that all came together in one big case. We were all supposed to write songs pertaining to our appointed seasons. My songs were to be about summer. In convenience to the inspiration, I had just moved to St. Augustine, and I had this last thing to record before diving into the Wandering Floret octology. It was September, but gosh, it was so hot my brain didn't work right. Our house didn't have an air conditioner for the house. I recorded this song while sitting on the floor. It's not a very gripping jam considering my current tastes in music. It would be easy to listen to if I would have left out the percussion. Maybe if I'd put it at the top of my MySpace page, the song would have gotten a lot of listens. I didn't think it was interesting enough to highlight. But let's listen to it anyway. High as the Sun.
We rode bikes and it was due time to move my legs again. Swimming in suburban sunshine, I forgot where we went. But she pulled her shirt down and I didn't mean to glance. But I got my hopes up, good Lord, got my hopes up like I'd ever have. If I stayed, if I stayed, if I stayed, if I stayed. This time last year was my girlfriend. We rode out to the park and we let our ankles get bitten up after dark. Oh, while we rolled down that hill with our bellies bare, I got my hopes up, good Lord, got my hopes up. I've gone too much for her to care. If I stayed, if I stayed, if I stayed, if I stayed. But I got my hopes up, good Lord, got my hopes up, like anyone would ever ask me to stay.
Our last song today features one of the best vocal performances of my career. Well, maybe not, but I got the job done, and nothing is truly perfect without a bit of imperfection. The Japanese call it wabi-sabi. The song, though, is called Sad Today, from my 2011 album The Bottom, one of my all-time favorite songs to play. It's one of the first songs that I wrote all the instruments to before recording drums. I think it turned out great. On my 25th birthday, I wanted to record drums in the living room of my house. May 28th, 2011. It was hot as F. I may have already shaved an upside-down cross into my chest to enhance the festivities of the pina colada cookout we were planning with a freshly filled kiddie pool. We set up the blender on the back porch where Noah Eagle was supposed to be living. I think after the party, we let the blender sit out there for a couple weeks, getting more gross and attracting more cockroaches. The drum kit on the track was Wesley Durden's. It had more or less become the house kit. He also let me use it for gigs when I played drums in The Douche Crew. I think every cymbal was broken, which was fine because I didn't really trust myself to use anyone's non-broken cymbals, and I definitely couldn't afford cymbals of my own. So I just had those broken Zildjian ZBT hi-hats, probably. Maybe a little Sabian V8 crash. The bass guitar was Andrew Verga's Squire P bass. Earlier that year, we'd taken it to Mike Pack's recording studio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mike wouldn't let me play that bass guitar in the session. The strings were rusty and ancient. Disgusting, actually. The guitar on the track was my Squire Telecaster, bought nearly new from Scotty Meyer of Jacksonville, Illinois, in the spring of 2004. The guitars and bass were both played through my Krait GFX 212 amp. In Andrew Verga's Tahoe, we used to sing parodies of this song. Like, I'm mad today, so just fuck off and die. Or, I'm fat today, so I'll eat so much food. Stuff like that. But today I'm sad. And right now, it doesn't matter how you feel at all, no matter what, because I'm the one who's sad. So let's just get emo. I'm sad today.
I'm sad today, please don't cry about it. I didn't wanna tell you, but that's what I do to anyone who gets this close. I'm sad today, don't you cry about it. Don't you dare, I'm sure you care. But when you're done crying, it's still there, and I'll be sad tomorrow. My duty to be. I've been sad about most things. I know your feelings, or I'll try to till my head hurts. It's been all day, and nothing I wanted to do has been done, and could just pretend it's not so bad, and I'll be sad tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to my show. Next time we're going to listen to songs from my 2003 CDR, Don't Open Till 7 O'Clock, my 2011 split with Noah Eagle, Gladysons, Heart and Squalor Tape, The Wandering Floret Part 4, and The Good Lord Sent a Whale to Swallow Me. So, I'll talk to you then. Bye.